Shabbos Kaddish.
Boysai, this week's year is being sponsored by the Leshkowitz family, Lishmas Rachel, Bas, Reb Chaim, Arya, Aleha Shalom, Aleph Thomas, Beis Resh Chodesh. Thank you again for Hashiva taking time from his vacation to come to say Hashiva for us.
Vacation? After two Shiva tomorrow morning.
I've been Mosi Shabbos vacation.
Okay, learning the Sechtes Nedarim. And it's interesting that every year I give a shir on Daf Yomi, since I'm not learning Daf Yomi. But I suppose it gives me the ability to try to choose what I think is the Yesaidus Tikka Chakira. The Yesaidus Tikka Chakira in the Masechta. And to me, there's one Yesaidus Tikka Chakira that's makif the whole Masechta's Nedarim. I'm not learning it now, I can't give you the whole Hekif, but... at least I'll give you a little bit of it, and you'll be able to be done weiter. The Chakira, as we'll see, is Machlekes Rishayim. The Chakira is what the essence of the Issa Nedarim is, what the Kavanas HaTorah in Asering Bal Yachal Devarai Kechol HaYetzim Mepiv Yaseh Laisa Sein HaSei. That somebody makes a neder, he sticks with what he says. Now that can be understood two ways. And Abashmois from Lashonis HaGemara, you definitely have both ways. The question is, which is correct? A person can understand that Bal Yachel, that Nedarim is a Chiddush HaTorah, that a person could create new Isurim. A person can make a Chetzed Isurim. The Torah asks Basal B'cholav, and it asks Nevela, and it asks Behemoth's Tameyas, and Eifei's Tameyas, etc. The Torah never asked vegetables. If a person makes a neder, and he says that the vegetable should be asked on him, so the Torah gives him the ability to create new Isur, to create a new Chefzad Isur, and that new Isur is the Isur Nadar. That's one way to understand this in the Nedarim. And if so, it's a Chetzed Isura. Once you aser it, eating it is an Avera of eating Dover HaAser. The second way of understanding is that you can't change objects. You can't create a Chetzed Isura. Bayachal Devarai is an obligation of the Torah to be truthful. To tell the truth. Stamazai, someone says, how are you feeling? I say, I feel fine. If it's not true, I'm not over any deraisa. There's no issa deraisa against saying a lie that has no impact on other people. Midvasheka tirchak is part of Hilchis Bezdin. It's only when you say something has a shek, it's negair to others. And stamazai, if I say that I'm not going to eat vegetables, there's no issa. I can tomorrow change my mind. I need vegetables. When I said it, I might have been truthful. And when I ate it, I'm truthful. There's no aveira. The Chiddush in Hilchos Nedarim is that there's the Issa Bal Yachiel Devarai to make sure your words are true. And when you said it, it's certainly true. I said, Kainim Yerokis Alai. But Bal Yachiel Devarai, Kachol Yetzim Pivyasa, says an Issa to make your words Sheker, to make your words Chulin, to make your words not Kachol Yetzim Pivyasa. That's the second Havana. We'll have to look and see. We have Mashmais in one way or the other, but that would be a second Havana in the Parsha of Nedar. Now, obviously, in Lamdis, the far vite one from the other, very far from one from the other. If you learn it's an Isser of an object, so then it's my Machalos Asuras type of Isser. And if you learn that it's a obligation to be truthful, then it's a Haflodik Isser, it's an Isser of Dibur Peh. So the question is, which one is correct? And obviously, based on this Chakira, there'll become a Nafkaminis. I'd like to go through some of the Nafkaminis, in no particular order, just the way I was Masadar it on the run. And so I'd like to start as the way I jotted it down, and we'll see where it goes. Beis Amid Aleph, Kol Kinoi Nedarim Kinedarim. The Masechta starts with Kinoi Nedarim. What are kine nedarim? See, have a machlokes and dafyud to mishloch shem Rabbi Yechina. We pass like Rabbi Yechina. Let's talk like Rabbi Yechina. Kine nedarim, he says, is loshen laas. It's loshen chacham. What is loshen laas? So we have machlokes rishayim. The Ritva says pashit kamash musai. That it means he says you make a neder in English, or he doesn't say English, but if you make a neder in a different language. And any other language in which you make a neder in the Dorim Achal. You could ask, why do I need a pasuk for that? Shema b'chol lashon ata shemeya. So it could be, in the Dorim, you need a chiddush. But anyway, that's the way he learned. What? It's true. If excellent. Okay, it makes sense. If it's a sheker dikadin, if the dharm is it to be mishaker, Mali English, Mali lashon kodesh, Mali any language in the world, sheker is sheker. It doesn't matter which language you say ishkar. So if it's a sheker dikadin, then the whole hamtzah that you yesh tini in the dharm, if you say it in English, it's a neder, would seem to make no sense at all. Well, if the Torah give, why? Okay, Bechlal, I want to get to that also. Good. And however, if it's a chiddush haTorah that you could create a chetzad isura, it's a chiddush haTorah that you can create. So then it has to have dinim. There's a Mishnah in Saita. It says in these things nemarim bechaloshim. There are some things are nemarim brachsamaz and kriyishim nemarim bechaloshim. There are things that are not nemarim bechaloshim. I think Mesis Kapayim is not. There are things that are not said b'chol lashon. There are things that are said b'chol lashon. So it's still easy to understand that lashon laz needs a chiddush if it's a din in creating a chafetz isur. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, Perach Aleph Halacha Tezayin, says, Ketzad, how is this idea? He says, how do you have kinui nedarim for nedarim? Looking in the wrong place. The Rambam says, kinui nedarim kinedarim is a din when a person says b'loshen laz, he says b'milim u'kulkolim, with words that are inaccurate, b'kilkul ha'milin u'behefsir ha'loshen. That's what the Rambam says. That he doesn't learn that kinui nedarim kinedarim is if you say it in English. He doesn't say if you say it in a different language. He says it means the Lashon that the Goyim speak, he means a slang Lashon, a Lashon that's the street language. So a street language, you might think, is not a real, it's not a real Lashon. So Memela, the Rambam says that you need Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. So you need a Riboy for Kinyan Nedarim Kinedarim. Yesh mekaymais shanoshim alogim umafsidim es haloshim. There's some places in the world where people are unclear umafsidim es haloshim umechanel adover bedover acher helchin sham acher hakinoi. There's some places where people are umafsidim es haloshim umechanel adover bedover acher. That's kinyan nedarim kinyan. You learn the Gemara, so what you think? It says loshen laz. That sounds like the other languages. But the Rambam says it means that places where they're mafsidim es haloshim. It would seem, and the stipler goes with this mahalach, the Rambam holds that the dinei nedarim is the second way I said. Dinei nedarim is a din in sheker. A din in bayachal devari. Now I turn your words into sheker. The mela, I would think, if your words are unclear words, if the spoken word is not a clear lashon, so that's not called making your words sheker. So I need a ribu yavesh kinei nedarim kinedarim. Ritva, on the other hand, holds that Nidorim is the Issa Chetza, creating an Issa in an object. And Mamela, I need an extra Riboy Akra to be Marba, that other languages work as well. Now, the fact that it fits here doesn't prove anything. It explains that maybe other explanations. So we have to move on and see if, in general, we can find these two Shitas in the Rishayim, and if it works generally, then it would seem to be that this is the correct explanation. What? Oh, very good. Okay, this is really the Iker Nafkamina between the two Mahalchim. The Iker Nafkamina, and the Dava Bar in this is like this. Let's say I own something. You all know, if I own something, I could ask it on you. I could ask my thing on you. So let's say I say that I'm taking the Sefer, which is mine. It's not mine, but let's say this is mine, and I say, I ask this on you. So now you know that I have enough from this. If you have enough from it, who's over the Isser? Are you over the Isser? Or am I over the Isser? I think if you ask people, 99% of the people will assume that the person who eats it is over the Isser. It's mine, I could ask it on you. And if I ask it on you, then it should be us on you. Obviously, it depends on the two Mahalfim and how you learn the Dharm. If the Dharm is an ability that a person is able to create new Isurim. So if I own something, I create a new Isur. So I could ask it on you. So if you eat it, you're over an Aveir. On the other hand, if Bal Yachal Devaroi is an Isur to make my words a lie, to turn my words into a Sheker, then it makes no sense at all. How could you be over something you didn't speak? I'm the one who spoke. I said, my Chefetz is us on you. How could you be over by Yachal Dvorai? What by Yachal Dvorai? You didn't say a word. You didn't do anything.
And if it's a Chalois Isra, then it still says by Yachal
Dvorai.
He's not allowed to be
Yachal Dvorai. So it's a Chalois Isra. I don't know how to touch the Pasuk. But I tell you, I learned one year by Rav Shmuel Budny. We learned both of Barashah that after Pesach, we learned the first parak. So there's a sugi of Kalayim. So somehow in Milashia, I asked him something, but it doesn't fit with a Pasuk. So I was sitting right behind him. So he turns to me, he says, you're not alone a pasuk? He had a little shas in front of him. So he pulled out something from the Sechtes Klein from Zeroyim. He showed me how Chazal darshin the pasuk, not the way I assumed. So I don't know. The question is, if you learn the first mahalach, how do you fit the pasuk by Yachal Devarim? I don't know. But 99% of people understand the Dharm, you learn the Masechta, I think, if I'm not mistaken, everybody is by Yachal Devarai, is that the Isser, that you're creating Isurim. So if Reuven asks on Shimon, most people understand. If Shimon eats it, he's Iver Nisser. Now you're asking, good, how are you Mekayim by Yachal Devarai? Why am I by Yachal Devarai? So if I say, he's not going to be Mechal, my words. That's what you're teaching. I'll tell you what the Rambam says. The Rambam is, in the beginning of Perikei, Hilchos Nedarim, Reuven Shomer L'Shimon, Hareini Olecha Chayrim, Oy Hariat Osabani Yossi, Neser Al Shimon, Shiahana Meruven. Vim Avrav Nehenna, what happens if Shimon is over and he has an Ainai Loika? Shimon doesn't get Malchus. Listen to his reason. Shaharei Loy Omar Shimon Klum. Shimon didn't say any words. How could he be over by Yachal Devarai? He didn't do anything. So it says here, I believe in the Lecha Mishnah, that if Reuven fed it to Shimon, then Reuven's like it. Now Reuven gets Malchus. He fed it to Shimon. If Reuven didn't do a Maisa, so maybe he doesn't get Malchus because he didn't do any Maisa. But it turns out that the Rambam learns.
No question,
Shimon is not allowed to eat Reuven's food. No question. He's being Mechal Reuven's words.
Is
it to make me into a liar? That's fine.
The question is, why the Rambam separates
Malchus from Issa? Yeah, it's a good question. Why is Rambam separate L'chadchila from Diyah? But I assume you're not allowed to do something to make that's going to automatically make someone else be Erva Naveh. If you have a different beer, it could be. It's worse than Lishnei Yivah. It's by Yachad Var. If you don't like the beer, you can have a different beer. So then they get to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, the Rambam says the Malchus is on Reuven and then on Shimon. Then when Reuven says, I'm asking my thing on Shimon, the Malchus is on Reuven, not the Malchus is on Shimon.
But that's what the Malchus is, but the Isser must be on.
You have a good question on the Isser.
Because he says it's awesome. He says it's awesome. He didn't say it's awesome
Why didn't he say the whole
Isser is on Reuven and Shimon? That's what he's asking. Why is Shimon not allowed to eat it? So I'm telling you, I assume the reason is, I don't know. I assume the reason is because Shimon can't make that Ruvain is Ivan Aver. So he says that's Lufne Iver. Maybe you're right, it should be Lufne Iver. So why is it by Yachad Bari? I don't know. I don't know Pshat and the Rambam. I'm not looking to answer all the questions on the Rambam. But I'm telling you is that the Rambam holds that the Medaber gets the Malkus and not the other person. So he certainly holds, what was the Medaber Iver? He didn't have enough from something he's not allowed to have enough from. He was Iver that his words are Shkarim. If you make something hegdish, if you make something hegdish, then whoever eats it is Iver. See, there the eater is Iver. If I make it hegdish, then Shimon who eats it is Iver. He's a mile behegdish. See, hegdish is nikna b'dibur. So Amir al-Gavaya is a Kenyan. So once I say Zuayla, so it becomes an Ayla. So once it becomes an Ayla, I did a Kenyan to hegdish. So now he's Iver not because of me, he's Iver because he's eating from hegdish. Because there is not hegdish. There's no amir l'gvayk masir l'hegyan on private things. It's just a chalois din neder. That's emes. That Shimon's not allowed to eat it. No question, Shimon's not allowed to eat it. And how the Rambam will explain it, I don't know. Think of ways, but if you don't like the ways, so maybe a different way. But the bottom line, the fact that you get malchus, that by the way, the Torah brings the Rambam and argues on him in Hilchos Nedarim. The tourists, what I'm asking, he's saying, well, how could Reuven be Iver? Reuven didn't do any Aveira. Reuven said, this is our son Shimon. He did nothing wrong. But it would seem that the Chalukei Deis is in this. The only way it's possible to understand that Shimon, that Reuven was Iver and Aveira, if it's a din chilul dibur, a din chilul devarai, and if it's a din chilul devarai, then Shayach at least is possible to understand it. The Ran in Daf Tesvav Holcha Asura Bahana Asay Valoika. Gemara there, I think, is a case. You learned it recently. I think the case there is someone asks on his wife, if she goes Lebesa Via, he asks Bahana. Holcha Asura Bahana Asay. If she went Lebesa Via, so she's also in his Anah. There is the word like or like. He gets Malkus, or she gets Malkus. So there are no Nekudas in the Gemara. So the Ran says, Kalaima like he. Right? The case is a man said, if you go visit your father's house, then all my things are asa to you. And she went and visited Holcha. So Holcha, Asura Bahana Asai, but like, who gets Malkus? The Ran says, "Kalayim alaike he, aval who? He alaike. Sharein lo yasa shomisa. He didn't do any yisa. Ela sheidira. He made a neder. That's all. That's all he did. That's what the Ran says. Aval the Rambam zal kosav like a who? The Rambam holds that the man gets malchus. Sheidira, because he made a neder. Him hahana oisa. If he gives her hana, without him, he doesn't get malchus. Aval he ain't alaike." This is how he explained the Rambam. He ain't a like kivan de leinodra klau lo shayich ba lo yachal devarai. That's how he brings the Rambam. Lo shayich ba lo yachal devarai. So the Rambam says, Valesa, the Rambam is wrong. Devada he ain't a like. And he says that it's not so. So the Rambam brings the Rambam and argues. If you want a Gemara that's ahead of you, the Rambam brings, I don't know how many times he brings it in the Masechta, but on Lamed Hey, he brings it again. And again, he brings the Rambam Shita, and in the Sugya of Yeshmila Bekainamais, and he says again, just one second, he just says, Limoil Nois saying, Halo Yasser Aleha. The Gemara talks about somebody's Moil, he didn't do an Aveira, but can't Shuvah La Rambamzal. Shekosav, Hamadras, Chaveira, Vechilai. So you have it again on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. There brings the Rambam Sheet, and he says it's wrong. He has a kash from the Gemara. So sorry. But that everyone who spoke up is right. This is Isra on her. I'm unable to explain it. why there's an Isser on har, and I admit no, that it's not something I would explain.
He only gets malchus if he does it, if he wasn't
without
that one.
So it's clear that there's a machlekes rishayim here, and it fits in quite well that this would be the biur in the machlekes rishayim. Now, really,
you say it's a chalais isser, and the machlekes says who gets the isser? Does he get the isser for putting it on
it's isser? So why would he get malchus for putting? The Rambam says the reason is because he was machal devar.
Yeah, his dibur was his mouth.
I don't understand. The Galata way would seem to be this. There's another raya which you might like, you might not like, but let me try it. As you all know, someone says, Dovazeh osa alai, Yasis. Says, Dovazeh osa alai kechazir. Not doing. Hamatvis bedavara aser, that does not chal. You say this should be aser on me, like chazer is aser, it's not chal, because chazer is not aser mishum diburai. So if you say dovazeh aser like a chazir, it doesn't work. If you say dovazeh aser alai k'may hegdish, which is chal bediburai, dovazeh kind of like a carbon, then it's chal. So you have three types in the darm. One he just says zeh is aser alai, it's chal. One he says aser alai ki carbon, Matvis bedover hanoder, it's chal. One he says, Dovazeh osa alai kechazir, then it's.
Matvis bedover, you can leave out the word also.
Leave out which word? Harizeka carbon, yeah, it could be the same way also. It's a yad, he didn't say a complete lush. The question is, which is the ikr neder? Mishnah Melech, in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, declares, what's the ikr neder? Is the ikr neder zeka carbon? Or is the ikr neder harizeh osa alai? So they bring the Ran on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. What? Sorry. The Ran is Shavuos Daf Chaf. Sorry. Let me explain. You'll see where I'm going. The Ran is Shavuos Daf Chaf says the Ikur Neder is Harizeh Kekarben, Osir Kekarben. If someone says Harizeh Osir Alai, it only works because of a Yad. He said an incomplete Losh. The Ran says the Lashon is Harizeh Osar like a carbon. If you say Harizeh Osar Alai, you really didn't finish the whole sentence. But there's Gzeres HaKosev of Yadais or Achal, the Ran on Daf Beis in the Dorim holds that there's Gzeres HaKosev that Yadais works. So the Ran learns the Ikin Neder is Harizeh Osar like a carbon. Say, so Harizeh Osar Alai, it's not really a neder. It's only a neder because we have yodais and we say, you mean Harizeh Osar Alai because something else, that's the nod of a dibur. Mishul Melech says that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, Harizeh Osar Alai is the ikr neder. If you're matvis, you have to matvis with davar anod and not with davar os. The shtim is very geshmaklis shitasa. If you hold that the Torah is mechadish, an ability to create new isurim, it could be Osir Alai would create Isurim. But if the Ran says the Ikur Neder is Harizeh Osir Alai Ki Karbon, that's the Ikur Neder. If we just say Osir Alai, it's a Yad. If it will be out Sheker, Harizeh Osir Alai could be just as good as Harizeh Osir Alai Ki Karbon. If it's a Chiddush HaTorah, that just like by Karbonis, Dibur could create Isurim, so too by Nedarim, Dibur could create Isurim. The Ran Shita is that Dibur creates Isurim. So we understand. Harizeh also like a carbon. And if you say Harizeh also like, it's chal because it's as if you said carbon. However, the Rambam, who holds it's a din in being mishaker, if it's a din in being mishaker, so then what's the mean say Harizeh also like, you say carbon or you don't say carbon? The chaloy should be one way or the other. It seems like the Rambam, he say Harizeh also like chazir, it's not chal because it's not a. It's a sheker meikara. I mean, it's not a neder meikara. Harizeh osa like a chazir is just not true. It's not true.
Why is it
so it's a third possibility.
Issue that just you're saying some kind of sheker.
why is it a chal and a gavish and a mamish? Or why is it a chal and a mamish?
Okay. So we have to go with that. That's a rule that we have.
Why is it
a chal and a
gavish and a mamish? We don't read that. That we think it's always we understand it as this. It's because you need something to put the issue on. The gavish and a mamish.
It's a good question. I don't know. I'm unfortunately not learning the Dharma today. I was asked to give a shiur on the Dharma. There are questions, there are sugyas that have to be explained. And I'm willing to learn it. If people stop calling me to go to shurim everywhere and I could sit and learn for a change, I could do it. I'm Maramokam Anilach. I'm not telling you anything. I'm just saying over. I'm telling you a stipla, I'm telling you a bachanan. And I think it's, like I said in the beginning, I think this is Yisayd HaMisechta. Ways to understand. It's taka true. You get to sugyas and there's nachal on a davishem beimamish. If it's true, it's exeris hakasev. So it's a riot to the Rambam. Why do you need exeris hakasev? Which, if it's just like you're saying, why should it be chandra? If it's sheker, why should it be chandra sheish beimamish? So taka, if it's exeris hakasev, riot to the Rambam. If it's not exeris hakasev, then. But b'chonon.
You see that it's even if it's a din the dibur, but it has to be a
dibur
on the
chayes. See, each of these, you could dingzach. Once you have already three machlokes in the Rambam and the Ran, and once the Rambam and the Ritva, but once you have three machlokes and they all fit, it's nikarim divrei emes what we're talking about. So, Rabbi Chanan talks about this in Kavitzar, Simin Yudches, Oiz Beis. Rabbi Chanan, obviously, the tzad chiddush is that it's a sheker, there's no question. The Pashto way to learn is Chesed Yisurah. It's a Tzad Chiddush, but Hitaka brings a raya to this. He says, the Gemara says that if someone says, Pek HaShe'leach Taflamin Hei, Kainim Shlei Ishan Gimel Yamin, he makes a Kainim, Lashon Neder, that he won't sleep for 3 days. So what's the din if he swears he won't sleep for 3 days? So Chazal say it's not possible. I had kids that were able to do it. But maybe for an adult, it's not possible. He swore that he won't sleep for 3 days. And Allah is, Makin Oisai, V'yashin La'alter. We give him Malkus, and he should go right to sleep. So Rabbi Chanan is saying he doesn't understand. He asid, sleep on him. Let's say Shat asid, sleep on him. So he asid. So we know he's going to fall asleep in the next 72 hours. But why are we giving him Malkus now? When he falls asleep, we should give him Malkus. Maybe he'll die in 10 hours. So it comes out, he's not going to die, but he saved himself from an Isser. He made a Neder, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. He's not going to eat for 30 days. The Lashon is kind of, it's Lashon Neder. Why it works, again, I'm not holding in it, so Kainam Shalashan Gimelyam. He asks a shame on himself. It's a dumb shame. I don't know. But, what? Kainam Einai. Okay. Kainam Einai Shalashan. So it says, Makin Oisim Yashan La'alter. So the question is, why are you getting Malkus La'alter? If it's Issa Cheftza, so wait till he's over the Issa. If he's not over the Issa, like I said, if he dies, then it won't be over. Rabbi Chanan says on this that it seems that the Isser is, his Lashon is, Ha'Isser al Atzmai Lasais Ezet Over, and we'll use the Lashon Lasais, Eina Issa Chalalov Shle Lasis Hamaisa, Elo Osaloi Lechalal Dibura. The Isser is to say Divrei Shekin. Vikima Dalidea Sias Hamaisa Yischal Dibura. And when you say you're not going to do something, you do it. You machal your words. Okay, nasa lelasas. Nimtza hamaisa mitzaras vein asura. The thing itself is not asur. El mnei shal yoda yischal ladibur. So he says on a neder that you could be mekayim. Chol neder she'efshel mekayimai. Chil ladibur is when you do it. But a neder that can't possibly be mekayim. The chil ladibur, the sheker is la'alter. The sheker is the minute you say it, there's a sheker. It's very geschmack. So that's why right away, Yoivra Baal Yachod Devar, you'll mechal your words right away. Then he goes in, calls Eben Ador, Malhu Ben Nizirus. He wants to say here that Nizirus for sure is in a Sagabra, Chef Sagabra, whatever you want to call it. Zissa, you're creating Yisurin. That's the piece. But again, it's a very geschmack of Bior in something that's a shepherd. The stipler is a Nazir Simin Beis. And even though it's a Nazir and he starts talking about Nazir, he talks about Nidarin. He brings the round on Daf Tesvav. He brings a nafkamina between the two tzadim. What happens if someone says, he makes a neder min ha'anavim, and then he makes a neder min ha'tehinim? No grapes, no figs. He eats a chatzi zayis of grapes and a chatzi zayis of figs. So what's the din? Reason machlek is rishayim. What's the din? He eats a chatzi zayis of grapes and a chatzi zayis of figs. So the stipler says it's totally in this chakir. How do you understand? How do you understand? Which side is which? Which side is which?
He makes two separate
nedarim. But then what the stipler says? The stipler says that if you hold it, it's a dibor, then you're not over, he says. He says, because you said, isra achila anavim, and you want you to eat anavim, right? Eating is, assuming eating is a kazayis. So we have machlokes by nedarim and it's a kazayis. But b'loshem v'neyadam, we know when it's a kazayis. But, so he says, neither dibor is sheket. He said a dibur, I'm not going to eat anavim. A dibur, I'm not going to eat tehidim. Neither dibur is turned into a sheker. So he says, that's why, if you hold it's issa dibur, then it's not mitzdarif. If you hold it's an issa cheftza, so if it's the same issa, it's like eating here for kazayis of nevela from here, and this nevela from there, then it is mitzdarif. Okay, in Svara, I'm not saying for the Kesef Nishtingim, but that's what he brings as a nafkamina. Then he goes into Dinei Nazir. He brings a Michas Chinuch. Again, my tafkid here is to give you a mahalach, you're learning the Masechta. To say by Nazirus, it's an Issa Sheker, is a Chiddush to everybody. Like Rabbi Chanan says, even in the whole, over there, it's not, but Stipler says the following. There's a case in Nazir, all on this Dinei Nazir, seem to come to this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, somebody says, Hareini Nazir min acharetzon. I'm a Nazir from, let's say, from grapes. I'm Nazir min anavim. So the thing is, the whole Nazir is chal on him. I love this question, why? But the whole Nazir is chal on him. He only said, Hareini Nazir min anavim. But he's chai b'chol dinei Nazirus. He says, I'm a Nazir for one day, he's a Nazir for 30 days. Because there's no Nazirus less than 30 days. He can't be a Nazir one day without 30 days. So Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir one day, Hareini Nazir 30 days, Hareini Nazir, it's a geschmack. When you learn Nazir, I when I was in the dorm in my yeshiva days, whenever I wasn't in the mood to learn, I used to go to the library in Tervitas. They have old journals, dating back to 1900, the journals in Europe. So when I was in one of these moods late at night, I would go there and look through journals. So one journal, they have a Shylock, and one in the later volumes, this happened pre-World War I, if I'm not mistaken. There was a 12-year-old boy whose Rebbe wanted him to take a haircut. This is 1900s, right? Early 1900s. His Rebbe wanted, he didn't want to take a haircut. So one day his Rebbe told him that you have to go right now and take a haircut. So the boy got up. He said, Hareini Nazir for today. Hareini Nazir for today. Mufla Samachli, he's 12 years old. It's chal. So he said, Hareini Nazir. There's a problem. If you're Nazir one day, you're Nazir 30 days. Nazir from haircuts, you're Nazir from everything. And Nazir today can't get out of Nazirus because till you bring a carbon, you're not mutter. And he has to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is chal on the Nazir. So there was a whole tumult. What was the tumult? If you could be Matan Neder. Because they bring you there, Mishloah Melech says Mufla Somach Leish is only Nisrabah for Nedarim. It's not Nisrabah for Kol Torah Kula. So the Mishloah Melech says for Taras Nedarim, he's not Nisrabah. It's not logical. It doesn't. But it's to Mishloah Melech. So that was in the this journal. I don't know who the boy was and what ended up happening. Everyone asked me what happened at the end of the story. And it was not a storybook. It's it's one of these journals. But getting back to the stipler. He brings him in Cheslinach. What about this person? He said, Hareini Nazir min haircuts, Hareini Nazir min anavim, from one thing. So it's chal ba'karcha, it's chal on everything. The Nesedim Torah, it's chal on everything. The Minchas Chinuch says he won't get Malkus for Balyachal Devaroi only on the thing he said. If he said Anovim, if he eats Anovim, he gets Malkus. Nazir, that drinks, right? Every Revius, he gives him the Asura, it's chayav Malkus. He says, even though the whole Nazirus is chal, because if you make a Nazir from part, the whole thing is chal. But Malkus you only get for the thing that you said. The things that were chal from Shemayim, because Memela, you don't get Malkus for. So the stipulus, yeah.
I say Memela, it's not Memela. When you said Memela, the definition of Nazir is everything. So when I say I'm a Nazir for Macharzim, you're saying things which are Saisim, because there's Nazir Shim, because the word Nazir means everything.
I think you have to word it differently. When someone says I'm a nazir from a charetzin, it's only chal on him to be a nazir from charetzin. But the definition of nazir is a nazir from everything. You can only be a nazir from charetzin if you're a nazir from everything.
If
you're a nazir, you only get malchus for one day. Says it's chal the whole 30 days. You only get malchus for one day. Okay, he brings that as well. The Mechas Chinuch Mitzvah, it's Shin Samaches. So why does he say? He says Yemechad also. Ubayim Yemechad like Kibul Shar Yamim. Hakzeres Hakosvu Udav and Nazar Shloishim. Chol Dinei Zeres. Avi Diburay LaHayol Mashomer Bipin. The Stipler says Kinnira Shem Mechas Chinuch Mefarish Inyim Bal Yachel Shakpeda Satayra Hu Al Dibur Piv Umoitzes Svasav Shalayu Mechulalam V'Sheker. Says the Mechel Vaistais, the Mechel Chinuch learned that the Isser is to be Mishaker with your words. So if you say, I'm a Nazim and a Charetzin, it's true, Memela, everything is Chal. But I can't call you a Shakrin if you're a Metamel Mesim. You never said a Dibur. You said a Dibur that caused an Isser. But you didn't say a Sheker when you're a Metamel Mesim. So the Sheker is only Chal on Peladika thing, no? And the Chinuch is the Pelad explanation, it's Gishmak. But again, we have a.
The whole issue of Nedarim is only for the Dibur. So if there's no Dibur, then how can it be like the issue of Naziris?
If what?
In the Rambam, that the whole issue of Nedarim is only for Chal and the Dibur.
Right.
And you're saying that his Dibur is only the one day. So how could you.
The Kiyum HaDibur is to be a Nazir from Charetzin. It's like somebody makes a Neder. Makes a shvu, he's going to go to the second floor of the building. So he has to go on the first floor. Why does he have a first floor? Because that's the way to get to the second floor. So Lamaisi is going to assume it's not shaykh and different mitzvahs. So the only way he goes to the second floor is by going to the first floor. The first floor is not the guf ha-neder, but the guf ha-shvu. The guf ha-shvu is to be on the second floor. He said, I'm a nazir from Charetzin. You can't be a nazir from Charetzin unless you're a total nazir. A nazir, like the Avraham Malom, is a famous marit. That Nazir is a Nazir. A Nazir is only one definition of Nazir. It's not subject to more than one definition. So a Nazir is a Nazir, like a Kayin is a Kayin. There's no half Kayin. There's no half Nazir. See, a Nazir and a Charetzin, so you're a Nazir from a Charetzin. The only way to be a Nazir from a Charetzin is to have the whole package chal.
Yeah, it sounds like a new Issa, not the Meritz.
Meritz sounds like a new Issa. The truth is, the Stipel later says the Meritz sounds like a new Issa. But I'm trying to explain now the Mechas Chinuch.
Why don't we say that
that there's a chal, because he said something impossible, but it's possible. It could be a nazim and a charetz. But if he said, I'm going to eat grapes and not eat chatzonim, then it can't be chal. If he said, I'm going to go to the second floor, not the first floor, it can't be chal. If he said, I'm going to the second floor, so he has to go to the first floor. Anyway, these are at least some of the makaymus on this topic, and like Leibosi a lawyer, I think if you this is just our scholar. Truth is, I prepared for the share when I learned the Dorim years ago. This stipler I took out. I gave a Gemara share today, so Mishal showed this. I took out the stipler, and I started learning through it. It's there's more. The stipler goes on. Certainly, the Rabbi Chanan. And there's a Machta Freim also in the Dharam Yud Aleph. There's a Maubach to show again that it's totally in the two ways to it. Mayik and the Kuda really is to introduce you to such an idea. I think it's a Dava Zar. It starts off as a Dava Zar. The Dine, the Dharam are Issel Shaker. And I want to show you that there is such a mahalach, and presumably it appears to be the mahalach of the Rambam. Again, the Ikarai is the Rambam's chiddush that when Reuven asks something on Shimon and he feeds it to Shimon, Reuven is the one who's like, which again, you can explain each one of them, you maybe can explain differently, but taken together, it's a very strong mishmaris. Now, I can't disinion, there's more, but like I said, this is what I prepared. I wanted to get a yediyah, which for some reason is also not well known. Everyone knows that Nedarim is different. Nedarim is different. Tosis says, Lashon Nedarim L'chud. The language of the Masechta is a little different. Rashi, we have a rule about Rashi that Lashon Nedarim, it says that Nedarim is a different Lashon. Masechta is Nedarim. We have a rule that wherever the printer put the word Rashi on top of the page, it's not Rashi. It's not Rashi. Whenever someone says, I'm not a crook, he's a crook. Regular people don't have to say, I'm not a crook. Remember, Nixon got on TV, he said, I am not a crook. As soon as he said, I'm not a crook, he's a crook. Who goes around saying, I'm not a crook? Only a crook. When the printer puts Rashi on top of the page, it's a rule that it's not Rashi. So you have only in the Dar, Rashi on top. Pirkei Avos also, it has it. If you look in the Rif, for some reason, by the Rif, they put Rashi on the side. It's also not Rashi. So Rif is not Rashi, and Avos is not Rashi. The Dorim is not Rashi. Nozir is a big machlokes. When I learned Nozir, I collected my Makaymas, those who call it Rashi. I think Devin Ozel says it is Rashi. Yes, there is a Rashi and Nozir elsewhere. And there are those who say it's not Rashi. You get to Nozir, you worry about it. But this facade is definitely very different. Why is there no Rashi and Nozir? Nozir smack in the middle of Noshin. I mean, the Dorim. Why is there no Rashi in the Dorim? Smack in the middle of Noshin. What? Because of Rashi. It's interesting. Because of Rashi. Are they sure who the Shidduch Betzis is on Nozir? That's the same she's at the same Shidduch. But is it the same Mechaber? The Bet is far right? Okay. Okay. So then, could be Chaluk Yedei is here too, if this Rashi or that. Oh, you mean there is a Rashi, we don't have it. Oh, okay. So there is a Rashi, we don't have it. Okay, good. The fact that it's so different, the riff in the back is different, everything is different. Why is it different? So there must be some historical reason, but we don't know. A lot of things we don't know. I saw this initially. Shlomo Zalman has a sefer on Nedarim. And I saw it there, the Tosis that says, Lashon Nedarim L'chud, I think it's Yud Aleph. The Dalit, Tosis says, the Lashonis and the Sechs Nedarim are different. So he pointed out that printed in the back of the Gemara, in the back of the Rif, after everything, there's a letter from one of the Ga'inim. And it's very strange. It's printed, no Agdam, there's no reason in the world it should be printed here. It says the end of the Rif, Slik Pirka, Vesalik Masat Nadar, Vesiat Shmaya, Berich Rahman, and the sign Amen, at the end of the Rif. And then it says, Marav Yehudai, there's a letter from Yehudai Ga'in. Hichmi of Omar, and Bonu Mishi Edea Lahatir, Mechilas Nadar, Mushuis, Vebonu Lashimarpe, he was against somehow. Hataras Nedarim, Mishnei Mar Bar Yehudai like Nishnas Nedarim BiYeshiva. So in the day of Yehudai going, they don't learn Nedarim in the Yeshiva. Vagoyim Shachrav Nimnu Malahati Nedarim Elod Var Mitzvah. They were Meneya Kagoyim Sima Shalom in Ishla Yishtai Ken Arba Nedarim, and he says Meya Shalom. It says here that they didn't learn Nedarim in the Yeshivas. Today it wouldn't be a chiddush because they only learned the cycle mesechtas. They used to learn all the mesechtas, and it appears that they didn't learn the Dharma and the mesechtas. The reason appears to be that people were pirates in the Dharma, and because people were pirates in the Dharma, they knew the adinim of Hataras and the Dharma. So the guy in them tried to limit the knowledge of Hataras and the Dharma. And they tried to limit the practice of Hataras Nedarim. So Shlomo Zalman writes that for that reason it was out of the cycle of the yeshiva learning. Out of the cycle of the learning. Since it was out of the cycle of the learning, it didn't get the same attention either from the Rishayim or if Rashi wrote it, or from the printers or those who copied it over the generations until they got to the printing press. And for that reason, Nedarim fell to the wayside. Yes, we want our Shavuos. Shavuos is really about the Neimanus. Shavuos is not about the Bayach HaDvar as much as it's about the Maida B'Miktsas and Shavuos HaEdus, etc. So, Shlomo Zalman points this out. It's a Yediyah. Now, today, in a way, it's the Dervis are better. We don't swear. You go to court today, Jews don't swear. And I always wonder why, you know, we tell them Jews don't swear. If they learn the Bible, Avraham Avinu swore. All the Gedele, Klal Yisrael swore. Who today tells a Shatchin, Simno Yocha Tachas Yirechi, who tells him to swear that he's going to listen to, who ever told the Shatchin that? Avraham Avinu makes him swear, Simno Yocha Tachas Yirechi. So in Tanakh they did swear more, but apparently, according to this at least, there was a certain pirtza in the Dorim, and they were Menea, and they were Machmir, and apparently the Machmir helped. Today, Klal Yisrael is afraid of making the Dorim. I do want to be Ma'irer, Halacha L'maisa, that really we do have certain Nedarim issues. Ma'isim B'chol Yayim. Someone leaves his house and says to his wife, I'm going to learn for an hour. The Gemara says, Ha'aymer, Eshna Perigzu, Neder Godol, Nodar Lalakei Yisrael. The Gemara says that if someone says he's going to learn something, it has a din of a Neder, a Shvua, Chazal used the Lashon of Dharma, Shvuas interchangeably. But Neder Godol, Lalakei Yisrael. So what does that mean? That means you don't need Lashon Neder, or Lashon Shvua by a Dvar Mitzvah. So someone said, I'm going to learn for an hour. What does that mean? He goes to learn, and in the middle of the hour, he schmoozes for 1 minute. He doesn't have an hour of learning. It's a very serious thing. The Nedarim, to be over in the Nedarim. It's Maisim B'Choyayim. People say things about doing a Davar Tov, certainly about going to learn. And
but the Nedarim goes over a lot of it. Goes after Lashem Negadim. When somebody says they're going to learn for an hour, they don't mean I'm going to sit and learn every single day. Maybe the Rav does, but most people don't.
So Lashem Neyad, I'm going to look for an hour, means 30 minutes. And what happens if on the way he gets sidetracked? That you would agree. If on the way he gets sidetracked and ends up visiting a friend, that he would be. Okay, good. I like a limud zchusani. But I don't know, some people are very machmir. They never say they're going to learn for an hour. It's also but I'm only kind of admirer that a person, he says, yeah, a lot of things we say that you have to be very careful about. And you know, I went through my OCD-ish stage, and this is one of the things that stuck with me. Like, I'm really very nervous about saying Dvarim Tov, saying I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And something that people have to be careful about. It's a very serious thing that dinei nedarim. So. What? Always tack on a blee nether. Always tack on a blee nether. There are a number of such things where a person has to have a das kavua. What? Like tonight beforehand, that every time I say it, you maisa meidah. Maisa meidah. So we try to be maisa meidah. If you maisa meidah, then it works. We're maisa meidah when we do hataras nadarim and by kol nidre. Mishnah Berurah says to be samech on it, b'diavad. Someone once asked me a shayla if he needs hataras nadarim for gebrachts. Shaila was if he could be Simech on this Kol Nidre. I asked him, I told him, it depends if your birthday is between Tishrei and Nissan or between Nissan and Tishrei. So he said, what are you talking about? I said, what my birthday is. I told him, it's very simple. If your birthday is between Nissan and Tishrei, see if you have a mitzvah, you're my Samaydah. And then came Pesach and you kept Gebrocht, assuming it's a many times, they kept Gebrocht. But if your birthday is between Tishrei and Nissan, then after you have bar mitzvah, you kept gebrocht before being ma'aseh meidah. Isn't that pashta cheshbon? And you kept before being ma'aseh meidah. Then assuming that has a din neder, that has a din neder. Am I right? There's difference. Depends when his birthday is. There's no three times. No, it's a mistake. The three times, if you do it once, I'll ask to do it always. You don't need three times. The nusach that we say is not a really correct nusach. A davar tov that you do al das to keep on doing it only three times, it's chal one time.
What if he's maisha
a katan? So maybe we're totally back at the Mishnah Lamelech with this bar mitzvah boy, with this 12-year-old boy. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, lebasi al lair. I hope you had some teyelas from both halves of tonight's year. And, Besach to finish the Darim and Besach the Sacher and Besaima Lumayt Olami Bishvah Malasis.